Thank you for returning to listen to the fifth episode of the Fragile Mind series, Paranoid Triggers, presented by Broken Arts Entertainment.
What are we doing? Why are we running?
I don't know.
We need to stop. I don't understand what's going on.
I don't either, but everything about that restaurant was wrong.
Everything?
We were the only patrons. There was only one waitstaff. I just showed up there. I need your help. If you truly love me, then you'll help me here, right?
Damn, that's not fair.
None of this makes sense. None of it.
Okay, let's figure it out together. Understand what's real and what's imagined.
That man ran through a window to escape. Not through a door. Broke the window. That was real.
I know. I saw. Did you know who he was?
No, I don't even know who I am. But there was something about his eyes. Something that said, trust me.
I don't know.
And Reuben, he's... I don't even know, but he's clearly something more than... I have no idea.
You've done nothing wrong.
Or don't.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I just don't know, you know?
I'm sure there's a rational explanation for all of this.
That... I don't know. Until I know, I'm not being touched by anyone. Understand any of this. The memory lapses, the headaches, the nightmares.
The nightmares are the worst.
It's you.
Who are you?
The headaches are bad, the memory emotions are bad, but the nightmares are horrible. Unreal. It's like you're living in a horror show, right?
I guess so.
I said, who are you?
I'd like to know the same about you.
How did you find me?
I don't have that answer.
Let's leave and go home.
I do have answers to other questions.
Do you have a name?
My name? I don't know what it is, but I've been told my name is Brian.
I don't know who you are, but... you've upended our entire evening.
Who are you again?
Dr. Kelly Emery. I'm Tammy's therapist.
She doesn't believe you.
I'm also her girlfriend.
Apparently you're not.
Covering Antoine Avenue right now. Have we identified the runner?
Brian Uplinger. Transmitting now.
Got it. Brian Uplinger, age 51. Breakaway. Crime?
Murder and attempted suicide.
Confirmed. Value?
$1.2 million.
Shit.
Exactly. He and Tammy need to be brought in now.
Requesting drone coverage of Antoine Avenue. Primary, detect movement. Secondary, heat sensor. Provide report.
Copy. Getting clearance now. Over.
Tammy? Are you in here? No one wants to hurt you. You aren't in any trouble. Alley behind Antoine Avenue is clear.
I think he saw me.
Who cares?
What?
It's like, I don't even know you.
I don't know you.
Tammy, you do know me. This isn't fair.
Don't talk to me about what is fair and what is not. Reuben is some undercover police officer or something. I'm in a relationship with someone that I only remember spending a therapy session with. I've been told not to let anyone touch my shoulder by a stranger. I have constant headaches, recurring nightmares, so who gives a fuck what you think is unfair?
You have to give me a chance. I ran with you, didn't I? Just now, I ran with you.
I don't know.
Unbelievable. Is this some kind of sick prank?
What?
You expect me to believe that the last 3 months haven't happened?
Yes, she expects you to believe this. Because it's probably true. Probably didn't happen. Show me your shoulder, Dr. Emery.
What? I'm not listening to this. This psychopath?
Seems beneath a therapist to call someone with a possible mental disorder a name like psycho.
You committed a crime. Murder, right?
Don't know, Doctor.
Only a psychopath would kill their family while trying to take their own life.
How do you know that?
Know what?
Details of my nightmares?
It was just a guess. My next guess was going to be relationship gone wrong.
Show me your shoulder.
No thanks.
Kelly?
I preferred it when you called me doctor or something.
Show me your shoulder.
You've seen my shoulder, Tammy. You know what my entire body looks and feels like. Don't do this.
Kelly, none of this feels real. Nothing feels real.
I feel the same. We definitely have a few things to figure out. What's that?
Tammy, I have no idea what's going on, but...
Don't touch her.
What the hell, man? She's my girlfriend. I will touch her if I want to touch her.
Stop calling me your girlfriend. Stop making this about poor you. What the hell kind of therapist are you?
This is bullshit, Tammy. You know me. You love me. I know you do.
What are your nightmares?
What, mine?
Do you commit a crime?
Yes. Do you have them too?
Yes, we do.
We?
Yes.
How many are there?
No. What is the crime?
She's not going to answer that.
I stab a man 37 times. Yours?
37 times? You counted?
Yes, it's kind of a coping mechanism to distance me from the idea that I did this.
I don't get that luxury of mine. I drive my family off a cliff. I think I'm supposed to be dead with them.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like I would have done this. It was my wife, I think. My three kids, I'm not sure. They are young, though. It's worse to relive this every time I close my eyes.
Shit. Does it seem real?
Yeah, it feels real. It doesn't feel like something I'd do. So I'm constantly stressed about whether I actually did it or not.
Do you remember anything else?
Yes. The oldest child says, "Dad, where are we going?" That's when I jerk the wheel.
Oh, no.
No, it helps to get it out. Helps me find my truth.
What did you just say?
I know that look.
About finding your truth, what was that?
Deja vu?
Yes. Shit.
Tammy, we should go. Leave this man to his... whatever.
Hold on, do you remember anything else?
Yes. I remember feeling regret once the car leaves the road.
Anything else?
Like what?
Like a hospital room?
Tammy, I asked you not to access this memory. You're not ready.
Well, you said that was 3 months ago, though, right? We should have gotten through this memory since.
We haven't revisited because you're not ready.
No, you're full of convenient answers, Dr. Emery.
It was a hospital room. I remember the the smell of mint?
With, like, a pod.
Yeah, it's cloudy to me. I see clouds and hear music.
It's not a regular hospital.
No. You have it too?
Yeah, lilac and mist.
We don't talk about it much, but maybe that's because we're programmed against thinking about it.
You're having dreams.
Nightmares.
Right. Nightmares of killing your family?
Yes, but I don't remember any of them. Maybe you can help. You're a therapist, right?
I am, but...
Ever since I removed this, though, my mind has been a battlefield of competing memories.
Damn it.
What?
Okay. Stay right here. Retza? He removed his device.
Okay.
Fuck. They're gone. Go after them. They couldn't have gotten far.
I thought you had this under control.
Obviously. She's a bit of a wild card. Now go.
I don't take orders from you.
Pretend they're coming from your boss. Come on, Reuben. Be smarter than you seem.
You know, you have to slow down.
Let's not do this here. Tammy is a high-value target.
So is Brian.
Whatever.
You know, I don't normally have problems with other RC employees, but it feels weird that you hijacked the relationship modification.
Are we a bit jealous?
You went off script. It was risky. Especially since her profile had nothing that translated into a potential match.
Sideswipe is wrong sometimes, Reuben.
Oh, how convenient. Blame an app.
Stop. You're going to lose them if you don't go now.
I'm not losing them. But I do think you need to be dealt with.
What are you going to do? Shoot me? Crime of passion?
No. I have no desire to become a...
Then you should hurry up. You don't want to go through my accelerated revisions, right?
You know, there is a special place and... You know what? You're not worth it.
Good. Perhaps another time we can pick this back up.
Why, Tammy?
Why not?
What's so special about her?
Reuben, you're a semi-intelligent person. You know what's special about her. You can see it. Okay. We have an understanding here. Go get our girl. You know, sometimes I just wish we could turn this all around and start from scratch. There are so many things we could be doing better.
Such as?
I never should have sold out.
None of us should have sold out. It's not too late.
For me, it is.
You used to be a good person.
I'm tired, Jason. I'm exhausted. And when Tammy came to my office, she was... different. For a second, I thought that... Well, it doesn't matter now.
It's never too late to change.
But it is. Rogue reboots, J.C. Grafton is out there somewhere, former employees and current ones forming a resistance. How did I go wrong, Jason?
Lack of transparency.
Oh, how very corporate of you.
Lack of oversight.
Come on, stop towing the company line and just tell me what you want to tell me.
Who is Tammy, really?
Oh. I'm sure you wouldn't know what to do with that information if you had it.
Come on. I'm one of the center's most loyal employees.
True. I'm grateful for that. We need to get that girl back before she removes the chip.
Reuben will find her and make sure she's safe. He's sympathetic towards her.
More than you are?
Yes, more than me. I backed off once you stepped in for the relationship mod.
You are loyal, aren't you? Okay, what if I told you that Tammy saved the world?
You're serious? Save the world? She didn't kill anyone?
She killed people that wanted to harm her and anyone like her. The enemy. 37 dead bodies.
Who's the enemy?
Not important. She slaughtered an entire platoon of heavily armed soldiers.
Slaughtered. That's a little dramatic.
She was strategic and calculative. She had help, but the whole idea was hers. It wasn't until years later that a task force investigated and discovered the cause.
Wow. You said she saved the world, though.
Yeah, saved the world. We need her back. We need Brian back, too. He shouldn't have taken the device out. And as much as it pains me as to say that, we need him back to fix him.
You've got him.
Oh. And one more thing. Don't flip on me. I will kill you.
See? Being a loyal employee does pay.
Thank you for listening to the fifth episode of the Fragile Mind series, featuring Gwyneth Fraser, Helen Crawford, Ian Ashland, Adam Ferguson, and Nathan Roach. Written, directed, and produced by Joe Swenson. Please join us for episode 6, Brian.